king after king after king. So if it helps you, some of your Nevi'im might have it in the beginning of Malach, and there's a list. Doesn't really show, you have to sort of figure out who's who, or who matches up with who, but with whom, I guess, is the right way to say it. And but here is a list of the Malachim, and a little bit of the Nevi'im also, which we don't really pay the Malachim, we don't pay much attention to the Nevi'im. Every once in a while we meet a Navi, Elisha, obviously, Elio, Elisha, Yaina we met a little bit, Zechariah, Yehoyada. But not really too many Nevi'im are mentioned in Malachim. But you can just get an idea of what the Malachim look like. So we are right now in Perek Yudalid, and we are by the king Amatziah. On the right side of Malka Yehuda, I guess around halfway down is Amatziah. I guess we started from Yehoshaphat, and we went to Yehoshaphat, Jehoram, Achaz, Asaya, Yahish, Amatziah. Now on the other side we went through all these kings, and as we'll see, we're going to barrel through now the Malchi Yisrael there on the left side in the day of Uziah, Yeravam, Zechariah, and so on and so forth. Okay, so if it helps you, it helps you. If not, not. Compliments of Mrs. Krohn. Okay, we are now Malachim Beis, Pasuk, where are we? Pasuk Vav. Says Amatziah became the king over Yehuda. We said yesterday that he then killed out those who had killed his father, and the pasuk said he didn't kill their children, even though it is the derech of the kings, regular kings, they kill the children of those who rebel against them as well. However, kakosu b'sefer teres Moshe, whenever it says b'sefer teres Moshe, v'derech kal means devarim. Because Dvarim, we say, was Moshe Rabbeinu repeating over the Torah, Mishnah Torah. So you find many times when it talks about Sefer Dvarim, it calls it Sefer Torah Moshe. And as we'll see it in Parshas Ki Seitzi, all the different pshatim, but the Rishayim over there will see who say pshat is that a king shouldn't kill out the children of those who rebel against him. Their biggest proof that that's the Pasha pshat in the Pasuk is this Pasuk here in Malachim. Not very often does the Pasuk in Navi quote a Pasuk in the Torah. And even if the halacha is based on that pasuk, but if you hear, you see the Navi clearly, it's in Malachim and Divrei Yamim, it says it again, that you see clearly the Navi is saying that is pshat in the pasuk in Parashas Ki Seitzei, v'yimtzu avos habanim u'banim v'yimtzu al avos, you don't kill our family members for the rebelliousness of their relatives, ish b'chatzi yumas, everyone dies for their own sin. Okay, pasuk Zayin. So now Amatziah went and he went and attacked Edom, Bege HaMelech, this place called Ge HaMelech. Hisofas es HaSela b'Amuchama, and he conquered the Sela. So the Metzuda says Sela is a rock, means it was a fortified, built fortified place, fortified with stone. B'Amuchama, he conquered this fortified place. Vayikra Shma Yoksel Ad HaYemazeh, and he called it Yoksel Ad HaYemazeh. Now, the Radak says, why is it called Yoksel? He doesn't really say. He says, Al Inyan Yadua Etzlam. They had a special reason for calling it that, and he doesn't really give an explanation. Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, says, Shahai Soloi Likihui Shinayim. Like you have in the Haggadah, Hakhei Shinav, knock out his teeth, or whatever that means over there. So same thing over here. It was for him, Kihui Shinayim. Kimoy Shekasav, like it says in Divrei HaYamim, Perikavei, Pasuk Yudalid. It says over there, Achrei Boya Matsya Mehakis is Edoim, it's Edoimim. So what happens as follows. In Divrei HaYamim it says that in Divrei HaYamim it says and it's a whole story here. The story says as follows, that when Amatziah went to go and attack Edom, so he had his own troops. However, he decided to go hire troops from Malchus Yisrael. So he drafted, he hired troops from the other Malchus, from Malchus Yisrael, and it was 100,000 troops, and it cost him 100 kikar kesef. Now, so now he's ready to attack Edom with his troops and Malchus Yisrael. Says the pasuk, "Vishal ikim ba ilav leimar," and a navi came to him and told him as follows: "Don't take troops from Malchus Yisrael. Kein Hashem in Yisrael kol b'nei Ephraim. Hashem's not with them. You want to have atzlach in your mechama? Don't take Malchus Yisrael with you. Go on your own." Because he says, if you're going to go out to war with them, yachshil cho helikim lifnei ayiv, you're going to lose. Don't think you have 100,000 more troops, you're going to win. And if you don't take them, you're going to lose. Adar Abba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge of wars. You take Malchus Yisrael, says the Navi, you're going to lose. You leave them over, you'll win. So he says, what am I supposed to do? I just paid them 100 kikar kesef. You know how much money that is? I'm going to lose all my money. It's non-refundable here. They're not refunding it if I fire them. So he says, don't worry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the kayach to give you money. Don't worry about the money. So what he did was, he set them aside, he separated them, told them, go home. Now, when you hire soldiers to go fight, and they're all excited to go fight, and then you send them home, they're not very happy. And they went back to the place, Bachariyot, it says. These soldiers from Malchus Israel were burning angry at Malchus Yehuda. He didn't care, Amatya. He went. Like it says over here in our pasuk, he killed them, 10,000 men. Over there it says, another 10,000 he took alive as captives. He brought them L'Roish HaSela, this is the Sela place, this big fortified place. He threw them off of this place, the Kulam Nivko, and they all broke their heads and they all died. That's the way he killed them. Right. So 10,000 he killed, and 10,000 he brought up to the top of this Sela that he conquered, this fortified place, threw them down. Meanwhile, the 100,000 Malchus Yisrael soldiers on their way home weren't letting Malchus Yehuda get away scot-free with this bizayon. So they went into the cities of Yehuda, Mishaimrein Vad Beis Chayrein, and they went and they started killing people. 3,000 people they killed, and they took a lot of visa, they took a lot of booty. They were upset that they were let loose from the army of Amatya Malchus Yehuda, so they took revenge against the cities of Yehuda. Now, Amatya comes home, he won the war. And again, it's hard for us to understand this because here he followed the directive of the Navi, got rid of the soldiers. Why? Because the Navi told him, if you don't get rid of the soldiers, Hashem is going to make you lose the war. If you get rid of them, Hashem will make you win the war. Your money, don't worry about it. But what does he do? He comes back, Vayave Esalihei B'nei Seir. On his way back from Edom, he took souvenirs. What's a souvenir? He took the Avodah Zarah. Vayamidein Loi Lelohim. And he brought it back to Malchus Yehuda, and he took these Avodah Zarahs, and he set them up as a god. V'lifneiam Yishtachavei, started bowing down to them. V'lohem Yikatri, started burning ketores and stuff to them. It's hard to understand, but this is part of the whole challenge of these Nevi'im. So of course, Vayichav Hashem Amatya, Hashem gets angry, and he sends him the Navi back, and he told him, Lama derashta sali heham asher leitzilu samim yadzecha. Says, does it make any sense to serve the Avodah Zarah of the nation you defeated? If this Avodah was so powerful, shouldn't that have it protected its nation? It didn't, right? You won. So that means to say, obviously the alarm system isn't working too well, right? The security system is not working. So why would you take that security system, take those Avodah Zarah and go start serving them? It doesn't make any sense. Now while he's speaking, the pasuk says, while the Navi is giving his Musar, the Yayates, the advisor of the king, turns to the Navi and says, you better be careful. He says, it's a good idea for you to stop like around now with what you're saying, because lama yakucha, what do you need a matzah to kill you for? If you're going to tell him any more musa than you already did, it's not going to be good. So he stopped. It says vayechtal anavi, but he said one last thing. He says yodati, you should know, or I know, ki yotza likim lashchisecha. Hashem has decided to destroy you. Ki yotisa zos. V'loy shamata la'atzasi. I gave you an eitzah. Follow Hashem. And you listened to that part of the eitzah, and you got rid of the soldiers, but then somehow you lost contact, you veered off. So Hashem has decided, ki yotza likim lashchisecha. Hashem is going to destroy you. So that's what our Rashi here is bringing down very bekitzer. Rashi says, Shahaisala the Kiyushanaim, it was a trouble for him. Why was it a trouble? Like it says, Akare Boyamatsi Mahakas Adaimim, Vayove Asalihe Bine Sayer, Lailahim Lifnaim Yishtakave Vigaimer, and the Navi told him, Yodati Kiyatsalakim Ashkisecha, so Mahiya Eitza, says Rashi, Shesili Skaris from Al Chisrael. That's the next pasuk. The next pasuk says, Oz Shalach HaMatzah. We had this Oz a couple of times already here in Melachim. Every time it says Oz, that means, and then they decided to do that. But here in Melachim, it's not clear what caused it. This is the second time already. We had it once before. Oz Bo Chazoel. It was after Oz Yalach HaZoel in the last parak. After Yoyesh went and made himself into a god, so then Hashem sent Chazol. And Malachim doesn't say what he did wrong. It just says, Oz Yalla Chazol. The Oz always denotes that something happened that triggered it. And Malachim doesn't always say the story. Like we said before, the big Averis of the Malcha Yehuda were very glossed over here in Malachim, were ignored. You look at Divrei HaYamim, you see the whole story, and then you realize what the Oz is. So we have here, Oz Shalach HaMatzah, then HaMatzah sent. What's the Oz? The Oz is because Hashem decided, ki yot Hashem lashchisecha. Why? Because he served Avodah Zarah. And this is the Eitzah that Hashem, meaning this is the plot or the plan that Hashem is using to destroy Amatya because of his Avera, and that's going to be the next couple of psukim. But in Pasuk Dalit, Yoksa'el, that Rashi is telling us that the reason it was called this, and perhaps maybe that's what the Radak really means. We don't know why they called it that. It was Inyan Yodua Etzlam, right? Obviously, Amatya is not going to call it a name that because it's to his detriment, because this caused him to Lekir Shanayim, because he's going to suffer from it. That's not why he called it. The Navi is telling us he didn't know why he really called it. This is what its name really denoted, that this is going to be his end. Why did he personally call it that? Or why did the people of Yehuda call it that? Says the Radak, they had a reason. We don't know their reason. You want to know what's in the Gal in Yenenu? Why do we care what they call it? Because buried or hidden in that name was that this is really the beginning of his downfall. This was the Yoksa'el that Hashem is going to make it, that it's going to be Likiyu Shinayim, that's going to be a trouble for Amatya. So that is between Pasuk Zayin and Pasuk Ches. There's this whole story that we don't see, that Pasuk Ches is being Meramez, Oz Shalach HaMatzah. HaMatzah got this thought into his head, and he sent Malachim messengers to Yehoyash ben Yoyachas, ben Yehu Melech Yisrael, Leymar, Lechon Yisrael upon him. Let's have a war. Let's fight. So he sent a message to the Melech Yisrael, let's have a war. Doesn't make any sense. Now, the reason is very simple, like I explained before, because he was upset. Why? Because those 100,000 soldiers from Malchus Yisrael on their way home killed out 3,000 people in the Ari Yehuda, took their visa. So the Malchus Yisrael, the Malchus Yehuda over here, Amat is very upset. Your soldiers, okay, so I babbled them, so I sent them home, I did something wrong. I'll feed the Navi, I send them home. But what gives them the right to go and just destroy cities in Yehuda? So you want to start up? We'll fight back. You want to have a war? Let's have a war. So the Pasuk again over here doesn't tell us why, even in his own mind, Amatya said this, because it's all filled in over there in Divrei HaYamim. So he told them, let's have a war. I'm upsetting you and your soldiers. I hired them. I let them go, and then they destroyed cities in Yehuda. So let's have a war, and we'll fight it out. So Vayishlach Yehoyash Malach Yisrael Amatzio Malach Yehuda Leimer. So Yehoyash sends him a message and says, listen, HaChayach Asher Balavonai. The Chayach is a type of thorn bush. The thorn bush which was in Levonai. Shalach El Ho'erez Asher Balavonai and sent a message to the cedar tree in Levonai. Now the chayach, the thorn bush, is like a low down. It's not a chash of a plant. It's a very mevuzadika plant. And the erez, that's the big cedar, tall trees. So the thorn bush sent a message to the cedar tree, Tanaz bitchal of Nilisha. Let's make a shidduch with each other. So, and now it's a big bizayin that they should try and go make a shidduch between the thorn bush and the erez, or at least the chutzpah that the thorn bush has to even ask that the Erez should come and make a shidduch with him. But Tavar Chayez Asad Asher Balavanin, so the wild animals in Levanin came, Batirma is a chayach, and they trampled over the thorn bush. What was this a remez to? Rashi tells us, it was a remez to. The chayach Asher Balavanin is Shechem ben Chamor. Shechem ben Chamor sent a message to Yaakov Avinu, the cedar tree. Let's make a shidduch. Batavar Chayez Asad is the Bnei Yaakov, who came ala chalolim and went and killed out Shechem and killed out the city and destroyed the thorn bush. So what was he telling him? So he was telling him, you are going to come and try to fight and win over me? He says, you're like a chayach and I'm the Erez. So it's not going to happen. If anything, you're going to be destroyed. He sent him back this mashal. It was a mashal of Bizayin, and telling him, who do you think you even are to come start up with me? And what he was really telling him more than that was, not only is it foolish of you to try to start a war, even if you would want to come and make peace with me and make a shidduch with me, it's not even roy because you're so mevuzah and I'm so chashav. That's why he gave the mashal of the wedding. I mean, what's the tzara shava between making a shidduch and war, right? So he was telling him, even if you wanted to make shalim with me, even if you want to make shalim, I would say, it's a bizayin. Who are you to connect shalom? Kal v'chaymer, if you want to come and make a war with me, I'm an erez, I'm a seed, I'm very powerful, and you're this lowly thorn bush. It's not even, it's not worth it. Don't even try. And he continued and he told him, Hakei kitos Edom. You went and you killed out Edom. Unusach alibcha. Now you're all full of yourself because you won this war. Now you're all a big balgaiva. He covered v'sheiv v'sefer. He told him, if you want to remain with your covet, stay at home. The lamas is garbaro. Why do you want to start off with a bad thing? And then you're going to fall down, you're going to lose. So basically he told him a very strong piece of musar here, and he told him, listen, it's not kedai. Well, remember, when Hashem wants something to happen, it happens. Right? We have in Parshas B'Shalach by Kriyas Yamsuf, over and over the Ramban points out, it says, Vayichazik Hashem is Leif Parai. For Parai to do the foolish thing of chasing Klal Yisrael, Hashem had to inject him with Vayichazik Hashem is Liboy, with foolishness. There he is, saying a hespit over his son, the Bechar, who died in Makas Bechairis, and all of a sudden he gets a message, Klal Yisrael left, let's chase after them. It's the most foolish thing in the world. And then again, the Ramban points out, so the Ramban over there points out, every couple of sukkim, it says, Vechazak Hashem is Liboy, because the amount of injections of Chizuk HaLev to him to continue this foolishness, to keep on going, and go into the Yam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to continue to inject him with this foolishness. And the same thing, I think the Ramban says, it's Kishigoyim or something, mamish like craziness, that Pari did what he did, but it was Vechazak Hashem is Liboy. So the same thing over here. Yot Hashem Lashkisech. Hashem wants it to happen. That's it. Atas Hashem Yisokum. The Rebbe Hashem wants it to happen. It's going to happen. So even though it makes no sense and everyone's telling you not to do it, it's going to happen. But Shama Amatzio, he didn't listen. Vayal Yoyosh Melech Yisrael Vayisrael upon him. Hu Amatzio Melech Yehuda B'Veshem HaShashar Yehuda. And they had this war. Vayinog Yehuda Yehuda B'Nei Yisrael. And they lost. Vayinusa Yishloilah. And everyone ran to their tents. Beitamatzi Malchiyudu ben Yoish ben Achad Yitofetz Yoish Malchitov Beit Shamish. Not only that, Amatzi captured Yahayish, the king, by Yavoy Yerushalayim, and he marched himself to Yerushalayim with his captor, with the captured king. By Yifritz Bechaimetz Yerushalayim, and he broke through the walls of Yerushalayim, Beshar Ephraim, by Shar Ephraim, at Shar Hapina, until the Shar by the corner, I guess there were different gates over there, was a big breakthrough. Arba Meis Amos, 400 Amos, he broke through the wall of Yerushalayim. And the Malbim points out that he wasn't out to destroy Yerushalayim. That wasn't his what he was out to do. But the minig is, and the Malbim says this is the minig of the Caesars, the Roman Caesars, ad hayoim. I'm sorry, the minig of the Roman Caesars. And it's the minig ad hayoim of the Malachim Gedolim, of all great kings, that when they capture the capital city, and they have a great victory, instead of walking through the door, the gates, why don't you just walk through the gate? It's a show of covenant victory to break through the wall of the city. So they don't go through the regular gate, they break through the wall, and they come through this broken part to show we have broken through and made a big pierce, a big gap in this nation that we captured, and therefore Yayash did the same thing, to be mepharsim, to publicize his great victory, 400 amma gap in the wall of Yerushalayim, that's how big it was, to show his victory. Yeah? I don't know. I mean, it goes back and forth. All the kings, Achazio also, and Achazio, sometimes it puts it in, sometimes it doesn't. I'm not sure why.
Yayash captured
I mean, we had Yoyash and Yahayash also, right? So then we said Avshav had Hashem's name in it. But you find this all, Yirmiyah, Yirmiyah, Yishai, Yishayah, they keep on being interchangeable with that Vav at the end. I'm not sure exactly what. I'm sorry, yeah, so he captured him. He didn't do anything with him, he just captured him and brought to Yerushalayim. What? Right. Yeah. So he went into Yerushalayim, Belakas Kol Adav Akasev, he took all the gold and silver, Veis Kol Akelim Anim Tzim Veis Hashem, Veis Veis HaMelech, he cleaned out the Veis HaMikdash, he cleaned out the Veis HaMelech, Veis Bnei HaTaruvos, and he cleaned out the Bnei HaTaruvos. What were the Bnei HaTaruvos? This is an interesting thing, and that is that the king used to have a lot of, he had a lot of officers. Now what's to stop the officers of the king from starting a rebellion? If they're not happy with the way the king treated them today, they'll start a rebellion. So the king used to have children of his officers, a son of his officers, as a mashkin, as collateral, as insurance, that the sarim don't rebel against him. So therefore, they're called the Bnei HaTaruvos. Taruvos doesn't mean the mixture, it means the Eravin. Eravin is an insurance, is a collateral. It's like a mashkin. So therefore, they are called the Bnei HaTaruvos. He took them too. So he took them all. Basically, he cleaned out the whole place. Vayashav Sharmayin, and he went home to Sharmayin. Yeah.
Who captured him?
Who captured what?
Who captured who?
Yayash captured Amatzia. Yayash, the Melech of Yisrael, captured Amatzia. But he didn't. He doesn't sound like he kept them. He just brought them back to Yerushalayim, broke through the wall, cleaned out the palace, cleaned out the Beit Hashem, took the Bnei HaTaruvos and finished. What was he left with? He was the king, and he went home and finished. He proved his point. Doesn't sound like he did anything with him. I didn't see anyone say that he did anything specific with him, because he, in fact, as we'll see in a moment, Amatzia ended up outliving Yayash. And the Rabbah says it was really an einish on Yayash, because Yayash gave him this big Musar Shmuz and told him that v'nafal ata v'yehuda imach, and you're going to fall, and he showed his, you know, he was too much of a Balgaiva here, and because of that, although he won the war, he ended up dying 15 years before Amatzia died. So that was an einish for that. So it doesn't sound like that he did anything, it's just he captured him and he brought him back as a captive. That's a big design that they captured a king. Yeah.
In Pasuk, Gimel, there's to
create. Yeah, I don't know there. Usually the Radak tells us why, and it doesn't say here. Which one? The Allah, and the other one is it makes Yachad and Rabim. I don't know why. Okay, so now we continue. So that is that. So now we go, his son Yerovam is the next king. That's why this passage specifically tells us Amatzia lived 15 years after Yahush's death. Most of the time when it tells us the kings, you have to go and figure out the math yourself. However, over here it specifically tells us he lived 15 years longer. That's what the Rabbag was going to show, was an Einish on Yahush, that he spoke a little bit too sharp, a little bit too Balgaivadik when he told him, you'll fall, Atav Yehude Imach, you're going to fall and you're going to lose, which was true, but it was a bit too much full of him, he was a bit too much full of himself, and therefore he ended up dying 15 years before Amatzia because of that.
Why is such a big punishment for
Why
is
such a big punishment?
Yeah, I mean, 15 years is a long time.
I don't know. Okay, so we asked the Divya Amatya and Suma Sevet Divya Malchi Yehuda, fine, Amatya is in Malchi Yehuda. Now, what happened was, even though it said he died already, but the Pasuk says over here in Pasuk Yitzchak, how did he die? How did Amatzia die? By Yikshu Alav Kesher B'Yerushalayim. There was a rebellion against him in Yerushalayim. By Yamas Lachisha. And he ran to Lachish. Now, what happened was, when the Navi told him, Ki Yoretz Hashem Lashchisecha, so the officers and the people heard about this. And they said, what do we need a king that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy? What's the point of that? If Hashem is upset at him, he's going to destroy him. We don't want him to be the king. So they made a rebellion against him. And he ran to Lachish. And he stayed there. Those 15 years after the war, this is a big, you see there's like a very, very big radak here. And Rashi talks about it. Rayam, they're busy with it. How to figure out the cheshbon of when this whole story happened. But even though mathematically it doesn't work the way Rashi says it, but we'll learn Rashi because it's still easier. Rashi says that the minute the war was over after Amatzia won, so then that's when the rebellion happened. And even though he lived another 15 years after Yoyosh, however, for those 15 years, he was not the king in Yerushalayim anymore. Rather, there was a rebellion and he ran to Lachish. And Vayishlichu Achrav Lachisha Vayimisusha, and they then finally found him in Lachish and they killed him in Lachish, and that's where he died. In those 15 years, his son, if you look on the sheet, Uzziah was the next king. He was the king for those 15 years while his father had been dethroned and was living in Lachish for 15 years. Yeah.
The people in Yerushalayim rebelled against
the mafia? Yeah. Correct.
Why?
Because they heard Yoas Hashem Lashchisecha. They heard Hashem was upset at him. They heard the Nebuah. They heard about the Nebuah, and therefore they were upset at him. And then especially when he lost the war, so they said, forget it, we're out of here. And they rebelled against him. He got nervous. He ran to Lachish. And in Lachish, he was safe for a while. But then they finally found him, and they killed him. In fact, the Rayam says Beferish over there. It says Me'eis Asher Sara Matzio Me'achrei Hashem. When Matzio turned away from Hashem, he was serving Avodah Zarah, and the Navi came, and so on and so forth. By Yikshu Lav Kesher, it says specifically in the pasuk, it was because, and the Malbim points out, you have to remember, in Yehuda, there were still most people in Yehuda were not Avodah Zarah. That was like the Malchus Yisrael's problem. Yehuda had a problem with the Bamais, but the Derech Klal, the Kehani Hashem were there, Tamid Chachamim, kings who didn't follow, kings who served Avodah Zarah, were not very popular in Yehuda. And therefore, they rebelled against him when they saw that he was serving Avodah Zarah and Hashem was upset at him, etc., etc. So they he ran to Lachish and they killed him there. Vayisu Yisrael Atusim, and they carried him on the horses. Vayikaver Bishalayim in Avayis of Ber David, and they buried him in Yerushalayim. Now, while that happened, Vayitchu es Kolam Yehuda Azariah, who ben Sheish Esrishana, they took Azariah, his son, who was only 16 years old, Vayimlichu Esai Tachas Aviv Amatzio. And he became the king. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very happy with him, he was a good king, and because of that, Hu Bona Es Eilas Vayishivel Yehuda. He built up Eilas, returning it to Yehuda. The way Rashi understands it is, for those 15 years he was the king, while his father was in Lachish. However, even though he was the king, since his father was still alive, Hashem didn't give him the full success as a king yet. After Shchav HaMelech Im Avoisa, after his father died, and he became the king, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him such success that he went and he took Eilas. Now Eilas is what we call Eilas. Is the bottom near south of Eretz Yisrael, and it belonged to Edom. Me'elas ad Etzion Gover, it says in Devarim somewhere, or in maybe Bamidbar, wherever it says over there, when it talks about what belongs to Edom. Eilas is part of Edom's land. However, he went and conquered it from, seems it was a bit of a back and forth with it, but he went and conquered it from Edom, and he brought it back to Yehuda. But that was only, that success that he had was only after his father died. Yeah.
So is Azariah the same as Uzziah?
Yeah, Azariah and Uzziah are the same, yeah. Over here we call him Azariah. Over there it calls him Uzziahu.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe over here Azariah is Azar Hashem. I don't know. Now the Pasuk continues here. Bishnas Chameshes Shalom Amatzim Ben Yoyish Melech Yehuda Malach Yerov Ben Yoyish Melech Yisrael B'Shem Merboim V'Achashon V'yas HaRav Be'Enei Hashem. Now the Pasuk says that he did the Rav Be'Enei Hashem. Now here the pasuk says that he did the Rav Eini Hashem. What? Who are we talking about? This is Yerubim. In other words, here we're just with Amatzia, right? So now it says in the 15th year of Amatzia we switch back. Yerubim ben Yoyash Melech Yisrael became the king in Shimron. So if you look at your sheet now, so you have Uzziah, we went to Uzziah already. However, on the left side there, Yerubim ben Yoyash is now becoming the king. Yerubim went in the ways of Malchus Yisrael, and he went in the ways of Yerubim ben Nevat, continuing with Avodah Zarah. Now what did he do? Hu heishev es gevul Yisrael m'levoi chamat ad yom ha'arava. However, he took back from Aram the cities from Levoi Chamas all the way to the Yom Ha'arava. Kidvar Hashem lekeishel asher diber biyad avda yoyna ben amita hanavi asher migas hachefer. Now, what happens as follows. We had before that his father, Yoyash, already took back cities from Aram. Right, we said that where are we here? We said that really even before that, Yehoyacha davened to Hashem, and Hashem heard him not because he really had Rachmanes on him, they had Rachmanes on Klai, so they shouldn't be destroyed. And he took back cities, and his father also took back cities, Yoyash. So, those two, says the Radak, Yoyash and Yoyachas before him, they got the cities specifically that Melech Aram had captured from Klal Yisrael. Yerubim now took all the cities, Milavai Hamas, Adayam Arava, were not just specifically cities that Aram had captured. They were all different Goyim surrounding Klal Yisrael that had captured those cities, they took back. Now those cities originally had been part of Eretz Yisrael, most of them, and the Malchei Umas Olam captured them. So he, because Hashem and Rachman is on Klal Yisrael, he captured them back. There's a Machlaikis in the Midrashim. Did he capture exactly what Yeshua captured? You know, he got back all of Eretz Yisrael proper that Yeshua captured. And some say he went even further. He got even more land than Yeshua had captured. But the Machlokes is how much he captured. But basically, he got back, his father and grandfather got back from Aram, specifically. He got back all the land of Klal Yisrael that belonged to Eretz Yisrael, Mimayis Yeshua. Now it's interesting to note here, it says, Kidvar Hashem Leikei Yisrael, like Hashem's words, Asher Dibir V'yad Avda Yoyna Ben Amitai. That he spoke beyond his servant Yoyna Ben Amitai Hanavi Asher Begat Sachetzer. But all the Mefarshim, Rashi, Chazal, everyone says, Shem Chazal obviously, they say, we never find that Yoyna said this Nebuah. Well, what Nebuah are we talking about? Yoyna didn't have this Nebuah. So most of the Mefarshim learn, the Midrashim say, and I didn't see anyone really explain why we said it like this, but Yoyna had his Nebuah about Nineveh. And Nineveh's Nebuah was that they're going to be destroyed, and eventually, because they did Tshuva, the Gezeirah Ra turned L'Toiva. So it's just a mashal. Klal Yisrael had a Gezeirah Ra. All this land was captured from them. Aram was out to destroy them. That's a Gezeirah Ra. Hashem had Rachmanis at the end, and he changed it. And not only did we get back the land from Aram, we got back all the land from all the Goyim that had captured it from us. So just like by Nineveh, Yoyna's Nevuah to Nineveh, Lira changed L'Taiva, Kidbar Hashem, so too over here, it was a Gezerah Lira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that ended up being changed L'Taiva. So we're just using the Nevuah of Yoyna and Nineveh as a mashal to what happened there. Over there it was a Nevuah L'ra that turned L'taiva. Over here also the Gezeirah L'ra eventually switched around L'taiva for Klal Yisrael and Hashem had Rachmanis. Why we need to run to a story with Yoyna with Nineveh in this to say that a mashal, how a Gezeirah L'ra could turn L'taiva, Hashem could have Rachmanis on Klal Yisrael, I don't know. But this is what, it's not the Mefarshim, the Chazal say this. Chazal say, Pshat in the Pasuk is, just like over there it happened, so too it over here it happened. Yeah?
But where he says an angel did Tshuva, that's
not the Gezeirah. Not the Tshuva, that the Gezeirah changed.
Well, why didn't
Hashem and Rachmanis, we said before, Hashem and Rachmanis, because he didn't want to destroy the Aseret HaShvatim. So it's not even really the same. Over there at least they did Tshuva. But an idea that it was changed, it changed. That idea is the same. Right, the more you see the difference, you wonder why we needed such an analogy with Yoyna. I don't know. I mean, it would have been easier to say that Yoyna had a Nebuah that we don't know about. But obviously, I'm not Chazal, and they knew that wasn't true, so they didn't say it. But that's what they say. Rashi brings this down, and so on, and so on, and the Razak also. Now there is one mandamer. There is a mandamer in the Medrash that says yes, this Nevuah is here, and even though it doesn't say it beferish in the Navi, but it's here. See, the problem is that Chazal are being medayik a pasuk in Yoyna that says Vayhi dvar Hashem al Yoyna ben Amitai Sheinis. Sheinis v'loy shlishis, say Chazal. Hashem spoke to him a second time and not a third time. So it sounds like his Nebuah ended over there after Nineveh. So if he didn't have any more Nebuahs, we have a problem with our Pasuk. That's where Chazal's question really begins. So either you say it means like we just said, it's just a mashal. The other way out of it to say is that Sheinis over there is Sheinis about Nineveh. In other words, Hashem only gave him two Nebuahs about Nineveh. Not two Nebuahs totally. There could have been a third nevuah that he had about something else, and that was our nevuah. However, when it says Shani is over there, Velay Shlishit, it just means about Ninveh, there were only two nevuahs. So the question starts from that pasuk over there, however you want to translate it. If you want to say it means about Ninveh, so then you have a problem. Our pasuk is telling us there was a nevuah that Yaina ben Amittai had. If you want to say over there, it's not just about Ninveh, it's Yaina only had two nevuahs and not a third, then you have a problem with our pasuk, so you have to say that it's just a mashal, just like his nevuah was changed, Mirah L'Taiva, the Gezerah here also went, Mirah L'Taiva. Those are the two opinions in Chazal of how to understand. And the pasuk says what? Ki ra Hashem es ani Yisrael meira ma'id. Hashem saw the Klai Yisrael situation, Moira Ma'id, Rashi says, Meitzar Ma'id. They were in great, great trouble. Ve'efes Aser, Ve'efes Azub. There was no one to help them out. There was nothing left from them. They didn't have money. They didn't have, Ve'efes Aser means they didn't have anything that's gathered in, like money. Ve'efes Azub, and they didn't have any cattle. Azub is always the things left out in the field, those are the cattle. Beinayzel Yisrael, there was no one helping them out. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis. And the Radak says, they didn't do tshuva. Loi bishvil ha-tshuva. That's not why it happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kira onyam. He saw how bad it was, and therefore he had Rachmanis. And like it says, like Dibur Hashem Limkai, Hashem Yisrael v'takas Yayash. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to destroy them. So therefore, I'm sorry, v'takas Hashemayim. By Yeshia miyad Yeravam and Yayish, and therefore he brought a Yeshua through Yeravam and Yavash, not because Klaiso was really deserving of it, but Hashem had Rachmanis, it looked hopeless. The Yasser did by Yeravam, Chol Asher Asa, so on and so forth, all the cities, Asher Heshav is Damascus, Vizchamas, Yehudu, Yisrael, they're in Sefer, Dibra Yalam, Malchi Yisrael, Vizchav Yeravam, Vizchav Yisrael, Malchi Yisrael, by Yimlach, Zechariah, Benoi Tachtov, and Zechariah, his son, became the king. Mishnas, I'm just doing another couple of sukkim. Mishnas, Asim, Mishav, Hashan, Yeravam, Malach Yisrael, Malach Hazari, Ben Amatzia, Malach Yehuda. Now, we go back a moment to Malchus Yehuda. In the days of Yeravam, so you had Amatzia's son, which we called before Hazari, and now we call him, and over there they call him Uziah on this paper, and in Divrei Yamim, and we said, like we said before, he was 16 years old, 52 years, Vayas HaYosher Ben Yashem. Not like his father, who brought the Avodah Zarah from Adai. He did Yashar Be'Hashem, Kechol Asher Asa Amatzio Aviv. Now we do say Kechol Asher Asa Amatzio Aviv, because there was a point that Amatzio Aviv did do Taiva while he was the king. The minute he went off, they got rid of him. But there was a point that he was doing the Yashar Be'Hashem. But again, Rakabamas Leisaru, Oizam Mizakhnu Mikachin Vamas, and that couldn't stop. And we will see next time. The next pasuk it says he became a Metzairah, but Kiderech Malachim, it doesn't tell us why and what he did wrong, and we'll fill it in from Divrei Hayamim next time. By the session.
That whole thing from Eliyahu Har Carmel that by bringing the carbon on Har Carmel, he made it essentially impossible for Bnei Yisrael to engage in Bamos. Why are all the Malachim considered like countable in the Navi? Rakos are like why is it their fault? Like they couldn't do it.
I guess there's always a theory, right?
But if they couldn't do it because Eliyahu made it impossible.
He didn't make it impossible. The Klai Yisrael, he made it. That they couldn't understand and couldn't fathom, and it was almost impossible. But obviously, there's always that chance, right?
I mean, you have to
see. We'll see. We'll get. Hopefully, we're still.
Are we going to finish this?
I really want to. Okay. Thinking of doing Malachim three times a week now to the end of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, the next couple of, if you remember, that, I mean, we're flying now. We did about 2.5 o'clock in the last 2 days because it's just, there's not a lot here.
Right.
The last time I did it, I think all these prakim until Yud Zion maybe. Yud Zion or Yud Ches? They did it on their own. And maybe they'll do it on their own. But you know, there are little things to learn here and there.
Okay.
So that's why I'm trying. That's why I decided to do the middle this time in class. But there's really no reason why we shouldn't finish.
Okay, great.
There's no reason why we shouldn't finish. It's not as intense as the other problem was a long time with Alicia and all the things. But now it's just a lot of. It's gonna go like this for a while. So that's my plan. My plan is to do that.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you.
Looking forward. Okay.